Michael Leahy of the trade union community. So what new jobs could be created? In his latest speech on tackling the banking crisis, the Prime Minister this morning chose to highlight the low-carbon economy as one of the priorities for government spending.
We will continue to invest now in the programmes that will ensure our country's future success in the digital, low-carbon, competitive global economy that will matter so much in future years.
So what more is the government planning? This programme has learnt that ministers want to make the March budget not simply announcements about the current crisis, but also a budget for the future by focusing on green jobs and the idea of a low-carbon recovery. This is something which Barack Obama, too, has proclaimed will help the United States out of recession. Jobs will be created in energy efficiency, things like making insulation products, in energy supply, building wind farms and new nuclear power stations, and in expanding public transport to meet the legally binding targets on cutting emissions. But many of these jobs will take a long time to create, and others will simply require retraining. So how much of a fiscal stimulus can a Green New Deal really provide? This morning, one of the companies building Britain's biggest offshore wind farm told the Financial Times that the economics are on a knife edge. Caroline Lucas is an MEP for the Green Party and one of the authors of a report calling for a new Green Deal. Now, you deliberately echoing the words of Franklin D. Roosevelt there about the New Deal. But can low-carbon jobs really be effective in boosting recovery?
They absolutely can. And one of the interesting things is that if you look at job creation from the renewable energy, for example, per terawatt of energy produced, there are far more jobs associated with renewables than there are with fossil fuels, for example. So nuclear would typically give you 75 jobs a year per terawatt hour of power produced. Gas would give you between 250 and 265 jobs. Coal, 370 jobs. Wind, by contrast, would give you up to 2,000 jobs. So first of all, there's a lot more jobs in renewables than there are in the fossil fuel economy they'll replace. Second, if you're looking at things like energy efficiency, energy conservation, those jobs can be created in an incredibly short time. And it's already happening, for example, up in Kirklees, where green councillors have managed to leverage some money from the energy companies. They've matched that with some council money. And they're now rolling out free insulation for 40,000 homes. Now, that's saving each family about £150 off their heating bills. It's putting £5 million back into the local economy. It's created over 100 new jobs and also stimulated the establishment of a new training college in green energies. So that's a little microcosm of what can happen when we've got real urgency and political will here.
Looking at the longer term projects, though, like wind farms, and doesn't it take a very long time to build one? And if you're looking for a quick fiscal stimulus in order to create what's called a low carbon economy, a recovery, you can't really supply that in time.
Well, we have to do things in the short term and in the long term. In the medium to long term, we certainly need to be having far more wind turbine manufacturing capacity here in Britain. The reason that places like Germany and Denmark and Spain are all in the lead when it comes to wind energy is because they have their own wind energy, wind turbine capacity in their own countries.
Now, that's exactly. And how long would it take us to have to be able to build our own wind turbines here? A very long time, wouldn't it?
It would take a number of years. But if the government were to signal now, instead of saying that it's going to still mess about with nuclear power, which frankly is a complete diversion, if it gave a much clearer investment signal to wind energy companies to say, yes, we will have a massive wind revolution, a real renewable revolution, and not try and play the nuclear game at the same time, that would be a far clearer signal to those companies to invest in that right now and keep those workers who are desperately needed in that Corus plant. And in the meantime, this massive investment in energy efficiency could be creating thousands of jobs. It could be creating jobs up and down the country, saving people money. It's a real win-win. And I just want to say that if only Gordon Brown could have that same urgency that was created in the war years, in the Second World War, our economy was turned around in months. That's what we need to see now.
Caroline Lucas, many thanks. And that brings us to today's closing headlines. Sky News has joined the BBC in refusing to broadcast an emergency appeal for Gaza. The steel manufacturer Corus has